creator or destructor. And that really changed my view on things, and really put a new light on the way I do things, because I actually realized that if I try to do something sort of musically that's destructive
or negative just for the sake of it, it actually makes me feel ill. I can't complete those kinds of processes. Mm-hmm. And so I actually have to engender something of a positive creative nature into anything that I do in order to have a positive effect on myself and also the people who listen to the music.
Aspetta la conclusione dei primi tempi, ricordiamo l'ordine degli interventi: Firenze, Bologna, Milano, Roma, Venezia e Bergamo, linea di casa.
Delle reti siglate nel primo tempo al 2° da O'Neill, 20 minuti con il gol appunto di Batistuta che sembravano indicare una gara chiusa, stava a concludere con efficacia, poi è uscito il Cagliari, gran lavoro per Bordo, c'è uno stacco da parte del Cagliari, intanto vediamo De Padre. Il suo suggerimento è largo, il cross di Macellari, la conclusione di Buzzi sotto misura, l'intervento da parte di Tolgo, conclusione al volo, anzi non di Buzzi per l'esistenza di Berretta che sotto misura ha accertato la conclusione al volo, un tiro centrale, più scoppiettante per quanto riguarda il secondo tempo, in apertura di ripresa, pericoloso due volte Battistuta e poi Buzzi aveva fallito il 2-1 per il Cagliari, ha vinto e adesso abbiamo raccontato in diretta questa conclusione di Berretta che per poco non portava a Cagliari. Zanoncelli, siamo all'11° minuto di gioco quando De Patria riceve il pallone all'altezza della linea mediana, si gira e avanza dunque nella metà campo della Fiorentina, rallenta la sua corsa, chiama poi in suo aiuto i compagni del reparto centrale.
La doppia del Bologna, calcio d'angolo battuto da Signori, colpo di testa sotto misura di Fontolan che ha sorpreso nettamente Pagliuca, quindi al 7° della ripresa cambia il risultato qui a Bologna.
It really comes out of the fact that I knew that it worked for me. The music and the creative expression, that the singing and the playing of music is just for me. And for me, I feel so much better when I'm playing music.
Mm-hmm.
And
to express yourself musically, what about for those of us who can't play a note on the piano or pick a string on a guitar? Does music therapy still release something in us of value?
Every person is musical, I think. Going back, I think, to that other issue about what is art, you know, what's beauty, what is aesthetics? I mean, do we have to be able to paint a Van Gogh or to own a Van Gogh to possess beauty? I don't, you know, a lot of cultures would argue against that. It's just making a joyful noise, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of things you can do with the music. And everyone has a musical sense. I've never found anyone who couldn't do something musical.
And it would be fair to say that music has been a critical part of the recovery from your illness over these past years.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Yes, right. Yes, right. Yes, right. Yes, right. Yes, right. Yes, right.
To the sounds of a country thunderstorm.
Is to use the energy more efficiently. So the idea is simply try to protect the Earth's environment. Try to protect the Earth's environment, and let's do it in the most cost-effective way, and the cheapest places are developing countries.
Yes, I see several problems with this, and I'm not alone in this. There's quite a loud chorus of objections rising from both from private industry, from government, and from non-governmental organizations about the World Bank being involved in this.
But not make any money whatsoever. In fact, it would cost us money.
It wasn't her fault. She was ill. She was schizophrenic, in fact. And this started when I was about 5 years old. Suddenly, she would start to handle and hit us and just say things like, I've been talking to Prince Charles and, you know, by telepathy, or I've been talking to Elizabeth Taylor, and she says that I've got to wear red shoes today, all this kind of stuff. Very embarrassing for a child. And so I kind of locked myself away and lived in a fantasy world, in a world of the imagination. And I was obsessed with anything funny. I loved all funny people and comedians and things like the Muppets. I was sheltering from this craziness in my real life by going into this crazy goon-like humor. But certainly I think that was
what started it. I became rather withdrawn solitary as a child, and I never allowed friends to come back home because I didn't want them to know about this terrible horror. Nobody at school had any idea of what I was going through at home.
And got back into his home, he hired a coach to take him down to the Thames River. And he planned to jump, and the driver of the coach held him back. Frustrated that evening, he went home and fell on a knife, and the blade broke.